You know, one of the fun things about going to a Dallas-based Container Store was always that I'd go in there looking for like a luggage tag, and I'd walk out with $200 worth of goods that I didn't know I needed, but I really did need. Now there's some changes coming to the store, at least I think so. They're going into the closet business. Melissa Reif's chairman, CEO, president of the Container Store. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here.
So you're not getting out of the business that we all loved.
Oh, no, quite the contrary. You know, the irony is we have been designing closets and been in the custom closets business since 1978. From the very beginning, we've been designing closets. So this is nothing really new other than we've expanded our offering. We own Elfa. We have four lines. We have Elfa Classic, Elfa Decor, what we call Avera, and Laryn. Four lines with four different looks, a lot of different finishes, a lot of different
And
accessories,
different price points,
and
right?
different price points. And we just launched Avera this past April to kind of fill that mid-tier price point. So, you know, one of the things that I'm proud of that we've done over 41 years is build the brand, the Container Store brand. What we haven't done as well at is communicating and messaging to the customers at large that we are in the custom closets business. It's over half of our revenue. That's a lot. And the other thing that is so exciting and differentiates us even more is we have all the other product categories that say some of our competitors in custom closets do not have that support all those solutions, whether it is a closet, whether it is a pantry, whether it is a garage, whether it is toy storage and organization. We have all the other products that complement it. So we decided we were going to test in two markets, LA and here in Dallas. We were going to open a store that on the outside says the Container Store Custom Closets. And inside the store is probably 60 plus displays of closets, all variations. Plus, it is all the complimentary product that you need when you purchase a closet.
You know, I think this is a great idea because I have no vision. I can't look at a piece of paper and see what it's going to look like in my house. But building out the closet, you can walk in from one to another, but it requires a lot of space and a lot of, it's very involved.
It is. It's not easy. And that's why, again, we have to find great people. We have to pay them well. We have to train them. We have to make sure that they connect with the customer so the customer gets the complete solution. So if they buy a master closet, they're going to need hangers and shoe storage and bins and boxes and jewelry organization and handbag organization and all the other things that we can provide. So it is kind of a one-stop shop for custom closets. So we're testing these two stores. It's too soon to know yet because, again, we're learning that the opportunity is so huge because so many people in the United States do not know that over half of our business is custom closets.
So your original store, the first one you built, was near Farmers Market in LA. So you've just opened out by Galleria in Dallas.
Right.
Have you already made changes from LA to Dallas?
We have. That's a really good question. We redesigned our flagship store here in Dallas, our North Park store, but it wasn't a custom closet store. It still said the Container Store on the outside. But we took the learnings from that. We took the learnings from Farmers Market because we did probably about 85% perfect, so to speak. But we've already made some changes there. And then we took all those learnings. And when we relocated our Dallas location on the tollway, we took all of that. And when I walked in the Dallas Galleria new store, I just got very emotional. I've dreamt of this. We've all dreamt of it. It is beautiful. It's new fixtures. It's not the typical 70 plus stores we have that are the Container Store. This is the Container Store Custom Closets.
You know, retail has been really suffering as I guess bricks and mortar competing with clicks and bricks and the hybrids. You gave a look ahead at the holiday quarter, and it looked pretty good to me.
I attended an investor conference and we did a press release, and we estimate that our Gap comps for Q3, which end the end of December, are going to be up 3%. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of that. We've had some good consecutive comp store increases quarter to quarter. And it is about making progress. And we're going to continue to manage our company in the conscious way with conscious leadership. We're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to open new stores and new formats. We're going to continue to look at existing stores and what we can do to them. We're also testing in the Washington, D.C. area, our Reston store, which is an existing store, typical of probably 70 plus or 73 stores. But we didn't close the store and remodel it. We just went in and expanded the custom closet area there and the shelving department and made it more focused on Elfa, grab and go starter kits, and garage. So we're testing that. We're going to learn from that and how we can go forward in planning 2020 and 2021 and 2022, what we're going to do with new stores and formats and existing stores and the Container Store custom closet stores. So we got a lot of opportunity. And the great news is, and it gets me so excited and so motivated, we do have so much opportunity and so many differentiators that other retailers don't have. So I'm proud of that. I'm excited by that, and I can't wait for the future.
You know, that I will say that was the thing that always surprised me, because the concept out here just took off like a house of fire. And everybody said, my gosh, you need to quick go spread these across the country. And the rollout was very, very slow for Container Store. But during the interim, nobody knocked you off. I didn't usually... somebody else has got to come up and put a different brand on it and open in different cities.
Right. That's a really great point. You know, in the 80s, we did have some knockoffs. Not doing exactly what we're doing, but there were like, you know, Dana's Containers and Organized Living, and we did have some knockoffs. But, you know, our business model is not easy. You got to put your money where your mouth is. You've got to walk the talk. You've got to be persistent. And, you know, right now, that's why I feel like one of our biggest differentiators is not only our people and our employees, but Elfa and the other product categories and the custom closets all together makes us pretty, it's just pretty exciting.
Well, it's going to be an exciting year with the rollout of the new custom closet store. We'll go out and see it. Also, it's going to be a good year for you because you're being inducted in the Junior Achievement Business Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, David. Thank you always for your interest.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Melissa Reif, the chairman, CEO, and president of the Container Store, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.